Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Happy holidays, everybody. I have a special guest. I feel like this is so exciting because not only is it like a long-term friend, somebody I look up to, somebody I just like follow on social media myself, even though I know him in real life, it is my last show of the year. So I have none other than Dr. Deontay Moss. Do I call you Dr. Deontay? Do I call you Dr. Moss? What do you prefer? Because I want to get it right. I'm always proud of my peers when they get those extra, you know, letters and distinctions attached to their names. So what do you want to be called?
Well, thank you for that welcome. But I do prefer Dr. Moss because I earned it. Interesting fact, 30% of foster kids in foster care don't go on to higher education. Only 1% go on to a master's or doctoral degree. So I'm part of the 1%. So I have to tell that story.
You know what? You already came on educating. You see that? I would like everybody to know, because, you know, this is the soul of the Glass City. Are you a Toledoan? Are you a Toledo native? You know, what side of town did you grow up on?
Born and raised, 10 different foster homes, 4 different group homes, so all over the city. I literally lived anywhere you could think of, even the suburbs. Oregon, Perrysburg, Mommy, everywhere a part of Toledo I've been a part of.
So you are like the Toledoan then.
Definitely. The nosy neighbor.
Okay. Shameless plug. So, you know, let's just start off like, what hospital were you born at? Do you know?
The old one that's not there anymore. What's it called?
Okay. All right. What was your favorite side of Toledo growing up?
Well, I have a lot of memories growing up on the west side of Toledo.
Okay.
Because of my grandmother living over there, me living with her for a while around the Scott High School, Robinson area. So we stayed on Lincoln for a long time. So I have a lot of memories there, but literally everywhere. I literally had to pick up and go everywhere. So I'm pretty much known all around town.
Are you the bad foster kid?
It depends on which foster home it was.
Did you remember what schools you went to?
Yeah, many schools.
Can you remember some?
I went to Rosary Cathedral. St. Angela Halls. I went to Star, Facet, Eisenhower, Robinson, Scott High School, Springfield High School. So it was a couple different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've gone to school longer than I've actually known you. So share with everyone else all of the educational institutions that helped you become the Dr. Moss.
Well, you know, I started off with University of Toledo undergrad. So that's where I got my start in the educational facilities, but then I graduated from the legendary Midwest College of Theology for Seminary, where I earned my master's and doctoral degree. So proud of those accomplishments.
Who got you for high school? Who did you?
So I went to Scott for 3 years.
Okay.
But
did you become
a
Bulldog?
Once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog.
Okay. Where'd you graduate?
But I graduated from Springfield High School.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right. So you claim the Bulldogs, but you're all, what's the
mascot? I claim both because it's kind of like the makeup.
What's the mascot for the Springfield School?
They were the Blue Devils.
Okay. All right. Okay. Dang. You got to remember all that now. Most people know that you're funny. As you know, just as funny as you are educated, so much so that this has caused you to become a modern day social media sensation. Were you as humorous as you are now in your youth?
Definitely.
And do you consider comedy a coping mechanism or a teaching tool or both?
It started off that way because, you know, because of my upbringing, you know, I had a mother who was addicted to drugs. She was a prostitute. My sister was caught up in the same lifestyle. And most of the drug dealers in my neighborhood went to my school. So they would talk about what my mom or my sisters did for drugs. And that will always be a fight. Because back in the day, you can't talk about nobody's mama, right? No. So it was always a fight for me. So my coping mechanism was making people laugh so they wouldn't talk about me. Because they would be my friend. They wouldn't, you know, talk about what Deontay had going on at home or what his family did. They'll laugh with me, and then they would be my friend, befriend me, and they wouldn't talk about me. So it definitely was a coping mechanism. It started off as.
Okay.
Kind of like Jamie Foxx special when he's talking about make it funny, make it laugh, to, you know.
Yeah. if I remember correctly, like, I think you've told me in the past, you had a lot of foster siblings too.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Did they like funny you? Did they enjoy that? Or did you guys get in a lot of fights?
Yeah, well, you know, up and down. Versatile. Definitely some fights growing up in the group homes, especially the group homes. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure and manage that. But definitely a lot of laughter going around with kids who trying to cope and figure out what life brings. You know, you make yourself live. Laugh to keep from crying sometimes. That's the quote that Jamie was saying.
Okay. You know, I'm going to take all my my personal knowledge and just really get deep right now. I believe when I first met you, like 20 years ago, you are the youngest foster parent I have ever met. You were a foster parent, weren't you?
I was for a while, yes.
How many kids did you have when I first met you? And how old were you back then?
Man, so 20 years ago, wow, you really are my age. 20 years ago, I'm 39. I had about 10 kids in my home.
At like 19, 20?
No, not at that age. Okay. No, we just had one at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But how?
A white kid. I ain't going to say his name, okay. but he used to call me Black Daddy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I was so young at the time, the teachers didn't believe that I was his foster dad. So I had to go to the school to prove that I was his foster dad. And he used to tell, they actually at that time did a news article on me in the newspaper, and they got it because I taught in schools. I've been teaching in schools for 21 years. And they did an article in the Blade on me, and he went to school and said, "That's my dad." They said, they said, "Son, that's not your dad." So I had to go to the school to prove that I was his foster dad.
Wow. That is such a story. And I didn't even know that. Okay. So that was a Soul of the Glassity exclusive now. You are now an author, public speaker, social media influencer, director, producer, mentor, but most of all, father and husband. Yeah. What aspect of any of that do you want to dive into first?
Oh, well, You can start anywhere. It really doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I was not hip to the acting until I seen movies, I think local movies that you were in stuff.
Yep.
So tell me about those projects.
So we got a lot of different projects all over on HBO. We got Amazon Prime, Tubi movies, TV shows. So I actually went to school in undergrad for theater.
Oh, see.
Broadcasting communication. Yeah. So that's what undergrad was. And so I've been dibbling dabbling in plays and theater for many years. So it's kind of like one of the first loves, acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see where all this is coming together now. What about the public speaking?
So that motivational speaking just started from just wanting to motivate, encourage, and inspire people, especially foster youth. You know, I like to put the message out there that foster kids don't have to be defined by their mothers and fathers' mistakes. You still have to be who you're supposed to be. So I go around the world with my book, telling that story and motivating, encouraging kids in foster care or anybody that listen.
I think you have two books now.
I do. Push, Pray Until Something Happens Every Day, which is how I navigated through the juvenile justice system, foster care, drug addicted parents, 10 different foster homes, 4 different group homes. Faith got me through my journey. Now I'm Dr. Deontay Moss. I'll go around telling that story. Excited. It's getting ready to be a movie. And then I have Focus, Following One's Course Until Successful Every Day, which is I share a lot of encouraging content on my social media. So this book is that content in a book.
And then we have Dr. Moss, the husband and father. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I have 2 daughters. Part of the testimony is me having kids at a very early age. I had my first daughter, I was 15 years old and planned it.
Okay, explain that.
Well, at the time, you know, my mom was on drugs real bad. She was in and out of the home. I kind of staying there by myself, me and a little sister. And we kind of did whatever we want, when we wanted. And we knew we might be going back to foster care again. So at a 15-year-old mind, I thought that if maybe I have this kid and be loved, they will let me keep the house. That's not what happened.
What happened?
I got back to foster care. But
what about the mama and the baby?
Well,
your daughter.
Your oldest. I thought because I was already staying in the house by myself that they would let me stay and raise the family. But that's 15-year-old thinking. I didn't have no guidance at the time. You know, so I had to learn quickly that that's not how life goes. And I wasn't an adult, so I ended up having to emancipate out of foster care. But my daughters are doing very well now. My daughter's getting married next year in May and coming up. So, and she has two beautiful sons.
So you're a granddad now?
I am a grandfather.
Dr. Granddaddy Moss.
Yep, and then my youngest daughter just had a birthday. And she is at Bowling Green State University, nice. Studying to be an architect.
Nice.
So very proud of her. Manager at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So you must be very, very proud.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and the marriage, the Moss and the marriage.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
So Moss's Marriage is a ministry, basically, that me and my wife started to build a community of married people. Marriage isn't the most sought out after thing in this time of day, unless you're talking polygamy or something.
The hot new thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people feel like they don't have to be married to get the joy out of life. But I believe marriage is a godly act, and you need to include God in it. And one of my models is don't do marriage alone. So we want to build this community of married people to help each other. Because when I got married, I didn't have any examples, you know, so but I knew I wanted to be married. So when we got married, you know, nobody in our family was really married. So they came to us like, hey, what do you do about marriage? And we like, I don't know, Google marriage. And we didn't have the answers. So we started looking for resources, tools, and skills to stay married and just started sharing it with our friends and family. And it became like a big thing. That's how the TV show started, Moss and Marriage Goals, God Oversees All Love Stories, where we interview married couples to tell us their love story, how long they've been married, any skills, tools, or advice about marriage they want to share with the world. We record it and share it with the world.
So fun.
Yeah.
I am excited for you guys because, like I said, I'll read posts that you write, and I'm looking like, oh, my God, really? Like, that is exactly what's going on in my life and in my marriage.
Wow.
So I am very grateful for everything that you posted. Like, oh, wow. Even when it's bad, I'd be like, yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
That lets me know it's working.
It definitely
is. And it's
is.
Real.
It definitely is. So I cannot interview without mentioning the nosy neighbor. Did you really meet President Biden because of your platform? How does it feel to be recognized for something that initially was meant to be a humorous moment?
It was. Yes, I got the nosy neighbor, the president of the United States. That was definitely epic. and we were invited, me and my wife, because of the work that we do in the community to help President Biden in Wisconsin. And I was able to nosy neighbor him. But it all started just trying to make my wife laugh. It was a thing where I just wanted to make my wife laugh. Everybody in the neighborhood knew who I was, and they were like, hey, what's going on? I see this is over there. And when I do a nosy neighbor, I always make sure it's a safe environment. I never do a serious, crazy thing with nosy neighbor, right? So it's always safe. So at this time, it was just a call to the house, a couple houses down, and I said, look, I don't know what's going on, neighbors, but I'm going to find out. Went in the house. First thing I saw was vacuum cleaner. I was cutting my grass. And I vacuumed the street. Not only did my neighbors think it was hilarious, my wife think it was hilarious, but the police thought it was hilarious, and it was history. I think the first time I posted was like 10 million in 2 days.
Wow.
And then I found out about TikTok, because I wasn't familiar with TikTok. I thought it was like a kid thing. I didn't know it was for everyone at the time, but then posted on there, went like 100 million. So then I was like, hold on. I'm an author. Let me start using it as a marketing strategy, and started adding my books and my shirts to the skit, and it's history.
And now the checks are coming in.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes. You will make a way.
Right, right. Your wife matches your swag, even down to the PhD.
Yeah.
I love y'all energy, your post, your positivity, and your teamwork. Can you give our listeners your opinions, at least one or two, to maintain a healthy marriage?
So I always say God first. I believe marriage is a godly act, and I think you need him in order to sustain a marriage, which I think in order to have the best life, you have to include God in it. That's just my personal opinion. Like I said before, I think one of our biggest mottos is don't do marriage alone. I think that's why we started the Martian Marriage thing, so we can have a community of people who can bounce off each other and help each other through tough and hard times.
I think I needed y'all like, I don't know, many, many years ago. What do you see yourself accomplishing as Dr. Moss or your comedic alter ego, the Nosy Neighbor, in the next year?
So Nosy Neighbor has opened big doors for me. I've been able to do a lot of different things because of the Nosy Neighbor, like meet the president, do TV shows.
Have a movies. Really good relationship with TPD, unlike a lot of people.
And the fire department as well, yeah. So we have a lot of stuff coming out in the following year of cameos. I've been able to play on some TV series and movies as myself, as the Nosy Neighbor. So I'm proud
of that.
Wouldn't
that be cool if you get your, like, Bad Boys moment where, you know, the one influencer got to do the,
oh my God,
in the movie.
Will Martin.
Call
me.
You know, we had Reggie on here before, so we're just, like, 1 degree separation away.
And he was, like, a star of the movie, that last one.
Yes,
he did his thing.
Yes, and he was right here in the studio, same place you're sitting right now.
Well, Reggie, call me, too.
Okay.
Because yeah, I think he might be in the next one.
Yes.
I think he might be take it over.
Yes, I'll make sure. Like, I'll let him know. Share with us your website and, you know, your social media.
So you can follow me on any platform at Deontay Moss or Dr. Deontay Moss, or also mossandmarriage.com.
And then make sure we can spell your name because, you know, for the people listening.
Absolutely. So Dr. is Dr.
Right.
Deontay is D-E-O-N-T-E. And my last name is Moss, M-O-S-S.
And we are so honored that you joined us this holiday, blessing the Soul of the Glass City podcast with your presence.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.